Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Once again, politics and entertainment have collided. Several major networks announced this morning they will air the Democratic response to President Donald Trump's primetime Oval Office address on immigration. You know he's going on TV tonight to tell his side of the story. Well, yesterday, when all of the major networks said they would air the president's speech, prompting the Democratic leaders to call for space to rebut him. Quote, "Now that the television networks have decided to air the president's address, which, if in past statements are any indication, will be full of malice and misinformation, well, Democrats must immediately be given equal air time." That, of course, was from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. They said it in a joint statement. So, at this time, we are not sure who will be doing the rebuttal, but stay tuned, because you know what? It is on. I'm so glad Nancy is back in charge. Just saying. And speaking of TV, R. Kelly and his camp have reportedly created a Facebook page and website to discredit the women who appeared in the recent Lifetime series, Surviving R. Kelly. Now, according to TMZ, the Facebook page, whose name Daily Mail is not revealing, was created on Sunday. And by Monday afternoon, there was an announcement that the video had been posted online of one accuser engaging in sexual relations. Okay, it's the same accuser who claimed that R. Kelly gave her herpes and filmed the two having sex without her consent. R. Kelly has denied all the accusations made against him, and neither he nor any members of his camp have confirmed that they are behind the new website and Facebook page. Well, an hour after that Facebook post went live, it was taken down off Facebook. But soon after the Facebook page was taken down, cropped images were also shown on Facebook that were allegedly from one of the sex tapes and the woman showing R. Kelly her breast augmentation following surgery. Okay, let me just say this. I don't care what's posted or what is taken down. R. Kelly has been doing sex tapes with young women since the VHS days. Remember those? Bottom line, R. Kelly is a sexual predator. End of story. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.